Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great place to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Thank you.
the onion, boy. Monkey onion, boy.
Yeah, I wonder what that was feeding back there. This is the hound. I hate everything. Nothing seems to be... Nothing's working here. No, Brucho, you on the on mic there? I like this. We have echo in one channel.
That's yeah.
Making it reprocessed stereo for those of you listening in reverb.
Exactly. Folks, here's a suggestion for your home enjoyment of this afternoon's hound program. Try moving the speakers around, you know, get the echo one like in the bathroom. You know, where the porcelain is, and the non-echo one, like the kitchen, you know, where it's good and dry sounding.
See how this sounds.
Beauty.
Yeah, we can't get any volume out of these speakers, so we're going to let the outside speakers feed back, because we don't care. This is my third anniversary. I can do whatever the hell I goddamn want. Happy anniversary, Hound. That was Billy Spunky Onions Davis. He'll be with the Midnighters Thursday through Sunday at this new place called Spodioti.
Mop.
At 11th and... 23rd Street, which is owned by Jerry Brandt, the man who brought us Joe Bryath. The Sportsman, the Sandstorm, Link Ray, and Deuces Wild, the Keynotes, and Pyramid, yeah. Open up with Travis Wamick, and I ain't lying, and I ain't lying neither. What do we got for you today? We got a Hillbilly Hangover. We got a Harmony Hangover.
Uh-oh.
Never done that before.
Possibly never again.
The State of the Vibe Report will be roaring in at 4:30 off a good 4-day bender for the SCO. Mm-hmm. And we got some updates in our Media Star of the Year award, including some surprises from last year's runner-up, who is in the running again this year, surprisingly, with a big showing over there in the Bronx Court. And the Il Bruce is here, the Denster. How was your holiday, guys?
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Sensational. Yeah.
You guys rocked it out, or you low-keyed it?
Well, I bluegrassed it out, actually. That was kind of weird.
Oh, right. The little family jam.
Yeah, family jam with the former Secretary of the Army.
Really?
Yeah, he's a mean church picker.
Former Secretary of the Army.
We're not naming names. That's it. You know, I mean, if you grow up outside of D.C., it's a company town. Everybody's got a skeleton in the closet.
Any good weapons at his house?
No, but he's got a bunch of neat parachuting stuff. He's in the airborne.
Who is the guy who tried to bring home the gigantic missile launcher that accidentally shot through a...
The gas station?
Yeah, blew up the gas station.
Well, it was a sale thing, right? He was trying to do a deal, and they gave him ammo, and they weren't supposed to. Supposed to have ammo for it.
Was it, like a Laws rocket or something?
No, it was like a
handheld missile launcher.
Yeah, a Laws rocket.
Oh, is that what
they're disposable.
Blew up a gas station.
He blew a gas station up by accident.
Yeah, Laws rockets are cool because they're like Coca-Cola in that the launcher like costs more than the product.
Anyway, we're going to go right into this thing, try and set ourselves straight. Don't be late. Marvin Rainwater.
Oh, my man.
On turntable number one.
Yeah.
Find the echo.
had time to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me about the cutest little girl in town. Cause of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two. My Linda Lou.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Well, I'm gonna get me some rockin' shoes. Then I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from deep down Tennessee. Well, I told little mama, hold me tight. Beat it up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Rockin' daddy, I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong, Tennessee. Rockin' daddy, I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong, Tennessee. Well, I told little mama, hold me tight, please sit up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy, hey, rockin' daddy, I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong, Tennessee. We'd sit up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Hey, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong Tennessee.
This is a hit.
Bye.
voice in a car next to me rang out. I heard her say, put your foot on the brake, Jake. You're going too fast. Put your foot on the brake, Jake. You never will last. Slow down. Take your big foot off of the gas. Only thing on your mind is to go, go, go. But to make better time with me, go slow or break, Jake. You're getting too bold. Well, said break, Jake. Your gas is gonna hold. Are you deceived before you get old? Let's go now. Tell him giddy up all whoa. But oh Jake, you're making a big mistake. Put on the brakes, Jake. You're going too fast. Leave me there your wake, Jake. You never will last. Slow down. Take your big foot off of the gas. Off of the gas. Off of the gas. Off of the gas. Man, I better shake, Jake.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Yep. This is the Hound. WFMU, East Orange. How did we manage to keep that record going? And the wrong one.
Oh, it's
a new board, folks.
Magician can't reveal his secrets.
It's very hard to work without ear-splitting volume, and we got no volume in here. Just lots of feedback. Anyway, Hal Page with Little at Thunderbird. You know, like the two guys, jazz musicians, come from like Kansas City to New York. They end up as winos and looking for Bird and Train,
mm-hmm.
Thunderbird and Night Train. Del Royals with Break Jake, Rockin' Sydney and his Dukes with You Ain't Nothing But Fine. Did you get in? Remember the toot-toot craze for about 5 minutes when that?
Yeah.
Were you there when Epic Records bought drinks for the entire bottom line that time?
No.
I have fond memories of Rockin' Sydney, Epic, sitting at this table with Jeremy, of course, the king of free drinks.
Uh-huh.
And Epic Records just picking up the tab for all the surrounding tables.
And can I get some french fries, please?
Yeah, when they thought Toot Toot was actually going to be a pop hit, and Rockin' Sidney coming over to the table with a big pink umbrella and his fat gut hanging out of his t-shirt, shaking everybody's hand.
That I've seen.
Eddie Bond with Rockin' Daddy, Ray Sharp, Linda Lou. We open up with Marvin Rainwater, Hot and Cold. Anyway, we got what do we got going on here? We got some news. Canoes. Not crazy, after all.
Give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the business.
A woman who was misdiagnosed and kept in a state mental hospital for 17 years has returned in triumph to the institution as a full-time administrator after earning a master's degree from Harvard. Murray Balter was 17 and clinically depressed when she was labeled schizophrenic and sent to Danvers State Hospital. This is in Boston. After gaining her release in 1964, she went back to school and worked with psychiatric patients, lectures, and wrote her autobiography. She was born in Boston, the illegitimate daughter of an alcoholic mother who put her in a foster home at age 5. She was adopted by a couple who locked her in the cellar.
Wasn't crazy, she was just unlucky, I guess.
Right.
Charmed life.
Increasingly depressed, she was institutionalized in 1947. Her symptoms included muscle spasms, choking, hyperventilation, and hallucinations. Kind of how I wake up in the morning. She later learned...
Sounds kind of familiar.
She later learned she suffered from a form of depression and panic disorder, not schizophrenia. So they locked her up for 17 years. Poor kid.
They could do that to anybody in most states that will admit to have eaten more than 6 hits of acid.
They sure can.
So think about it, folks.
Oh. In the
fun-loving Saturday night types.
In the silly old Queen department, Legend of Warhol will be set to music.
God.
Nearly 2 years after Andy Warhol's death, the legend of the pop artist looms larger than ever. First came the auction, now followed by a slew of book deals. Then there's a word of a second auction. Now there's a stage show in the works.
15 minutes long?
Guess who's responsible for that?
I don't know. Bobby Fierstein?
Rockers Lou Reed and John Cale, part of the cult 60s band Velvet Underground, are working on a musical play about Warhol entitled Songs for the Drella.
Come again?
I don't know. They couldn't call it Whitey. Velvet Underground achieved its 15 minutes of fame. This is really stupid. I'm reading this right out of the paper here. Its 15 minutes of fame with the help of Warhol employed them as a musical accompaniment for his film series Cinematique Uptight. Also used them as a musical accompaniment to the Exploding Plastic Inevitable.
Jim, these people are college radio listeners. They know all that.
I know. But it's so stupid. It says, when Nico was dumped, Warhol ended his association with the Velvet Underground. Without his input, the band quickly lost its popularity.
They made their best album, yeah.
Oh, come on. He was involved for like maybe 15 minutes. They didn't take Sister Ray into consideration when they wrote this.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
No accounting for taste, especially in the Fifth Estate.
Anyway, in the bad news department, my third favorite Yankee looks like he's gone.
Homeboy Willie, Mr. New York.
Sports editor?
I'm not too happy about this. Well,
I'm not thrilled.
You guys all read this at the laundromat yesterday.
I have two Willie Randolph mugs.
I mean, me too. Just think about Thanksgiving dinner at Willie's house. Think about him saying, kids, Santa Claus is going to be a little less fat this year.
I don't know, you know.
Willie Randolph, besides being a class act who never talked to the press except in really comfortable cliches, is one of the only Yankees, I think possibly the only Yankee, that actually grew up in the Bronx.
Besides that, I mean, the guy they signed...
Steve Sachs?
Yeah, I mean, at one point, in 1983, he made 30 errors in the field.
This is a guy that is known to, a second baseman that is known to be pretty much unable to throw the ball to first base.
Just what they need is another big stick so they can stick it where George sits.
Yeah, well.
I mean, come on. I'm going to give up on sports completely.
Well, I think I'm going to give up on reading the papers, that's
right.
For sure.
Anyway, the new WFMU station guide is out. Aren't you thrilled? And if you want a copy of that, you can call 266-7900 and after 6 o'clock. They'll write your name down in this little book and you'll get a copy.
After 9 o'clock. Do Lori a favor.
What's in here? The Power of Low Power, Radio in Japan. Stalking the Wild Asbury. The WFMU Top 40. I think I hate every single record in the WFMU Top 40. No,
there's a couple of good ones. Too much going on.
Oh, yeah? Too much going on is in there. The Lubin Brothers, Tragic Songs of Life. I got that one for the station. I like that one. Girl Talk is
in here. Backpatting session here.
No, I'm just memories.
I know what you're working up to.
No, I know. I have something here. The Hounds Rock and Roll Snuff Quiz. I'm not going to mention what you think I'm going to mention. Bill Berger has an article in here, but it's not about whimsy, unfortunately.
That's actually pretty funny.
We want the whimsy part two. That's what we're looking for.
Greatest hits. Well, that's going to come out in the anthology,
I
think.
I'm a whimsical kind of guy.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, one more news story, and we'll go back to some music. Chuck Berry fined $250 for assault. Rock legend Chuck Berry has pleaded guilty to punching a woman in the jaw at Gramercy Park Hotel nearly a year ago. Paid a $250 fine, the Manhattan District Attorney said. The 62-year-old St. Louis native has been charged with misdemeanor assault of allegedly socking Marilyn Butler in the mouth.
Yeah, I think he had one of Keith Richards' rings on at the time.
Loosened several of her teeth, caused lacerations that required 5 stitches. The reason for this was not disclosed. He could have gotten a year in jail and been fined $1,000 if convicted. She has filed a multi-million-dollar civil suit against the singer in connection with the incident.
Do, 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 do.
Back to some more music.
He'd have hit her in the eye if she was looking. I think I know what he hit her for.
You do? Maybe we should get into this. Talking too much?
Wasn't me, baby. No, it wasn't me, baby. It must have been some other body. Baby, it wasn't me. It was cold, tired, and hungry. Came up begging for bread. The lady took him in and fed him breakfast in bed. It wasn't me, boss. Mm-mm, boss, wasn't me. It must have been some other body. Boss, wasn't me. Saw my car parked in the drive-in one night. Came over to speak to me. I was out of sight. Wasn't me, baby. Mm-mm, baby, wasn't me. Must have been some other body. Baby, wasn't me. It's a shrewd young whippersnapper. Loves to run and play. But the draft board got him. They inducted him today. Wasn't me, Sergeant. Mm-mm, Sergeant, wasn't me. Must have been some other body, song, wasn't me. I met a German girl in England who was going to school in France. Said we danced in Mississippi at an Alpha Kappa dance. Wasn't me, no, wasn't me. Must have been some other body, wasn't me. Wailing down the freeway, testing out the cruising power. State trooper trailing, clocked at 90 miles an hour. Wasn't me, Sheriff. Mm-mm, Sheriff, wasn't me. Ah, there must have been some other body. Sheriff, wasn't me. Calling for brave young soldiers needed on the front row. Lieutenant said, which one of y'all volunteered to go? Wasn't me, Captain. Mm-mm, Captain, wasn't me. There must have been some other body. Mm-mm, heaven, wasn't me.
Well, I was born in children see. Daddy's gonna tell you no lie.
This is a hit!
Jungle.
Wait a second, what's happening with the echo now? It's me talking. That's Bruce feeding back.
Yep.
The chickens. Oh my god, what? This place is just falling apart, you know? I thought the new board would fix everything. Now we can just do everything with no volume and lots of feedback.
Folks, make your radio patriarchs, radio family patriarchs here happy. Turn it up real loud at home, because we can't turn it up at all here.
We do have the one-sided echo back.
Oh!
Anyway, that was Billy Miranda with a totally astounding Go Ahead. We heard Johnny Carroll and his Hot Rocks with Rock and Roll Ruby, the Cosmic Rays with Sun Ra, By Request, Daddy Gonna Tell You No Lie, the Jesters with Cadillac Man, sending that one out to Denois, and Chuck Berry with It Wasn't Me. Den, you want to describe to the folks at home your car?
Gold, 1972, Cadillac Eldorado, 8.2 liter engine.
It's monstrous.
I believe the biggest engine ever put in an American car, biggest stock engine. Sunroof, electric, everything.
30 caliber machine gun mount.
Smashed windshield. Smashed left front.
An extra amplifier fender. For the stereo in the trunk. Raw power sounded amazing on the way out.
Raw power sounded remarkable.
It's quite a vehicle.
It's a hell of a ride, folks. You should make it low, man.
The Dancer, we salute you.
Thank you, Ham.
Anyway, what else is happening here? Oh, yeah, the dog style thing. Somebody called wanting one. I don't know.
No, I called and heard the Hound After Dark thing, really dug the crank phone calls things, looking for a copy.
You know, people, it's amazing what the Hound After Dark, the response. The people who called me liked it. The people who didn't have the guts to call me, who called Ken, hated it.
What was the final score?
The final score was we set the all-time record for number of complaints, half of which were from other staff members of FMU. We won't mention any names, but I'll run into you in the street in some bar where it's dark. Anyway, you know, so if you liked it, call Ken and tell him you liked it.
Yeah, because the only people that are calling him are the people that hated it.
Yeah, and
they don't
they don't have the guts to call me and tell me they have a complaint. They're just, you know, I don't know what the story is. They're, you know, there's two kinds of people in this world: the people like to do something, and the people that don't want you to do nothing. The same people want to smell your pee pee. Anyway. Yes.
Know your people.
The Media Star of the Year Award, which we'll be giving away in January at our very first New Year's show. We had it kind of narrowed down between Roy Innes, Jimmy the Greek, James Brown, and Secrete Gables, who was going to win. And then last year's first runner-up, Larry Davis, charged right back into the running. He was found innocent, shot seven cops. It used to be in New York City you had to kill, shoot a cop to go to jail. Now you got to beat to death a six-year-old to go to jail.
Yeah.
Shooting a cop will no longer cut it.
But the Crack City Terminator roams free.
He's been sporting a kind of a classy look with the big glasses lately and everything. I think Robin Givens is going to go for him.
You think so?
Certainly he must have a book deal in the works.
Definitely. If not, maybe some sort of fourth network series, you know?
But
maybe a cooking show with dogs?
My plan is for next year's Tompkins Square Riot, we get him on our side.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. In fact, a little thing here. I think I clipped something out of the paper about this. I clipped it out of the paper and threw it away is what I did.
That paper balled up some chewing gum in it. Well, in the meantime, from the sports desk,
yes.
L.A. Dodger Mike Marshall helped beat the Mets in the playoffs. Well, this is from page 6 today.
That's it. Mr. Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah. Less confidence when it came to taking on Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling in a game of pool. Marshall ran into the pair at Cafe Society the other night and was challenged to a game in the downstairs billiard room. Marshall declined, but stayed to watch Darling and Hernandez cue it out on the bays.
Maybe I want to say it a little slower.
Well, if you digested that, and if you didn't, you can pull out page 6 and read it yourself. I think probably the reason he didn't want to play is he didn't want to be like bending over any tables in front of either of those guys.
Yeah, really.
Hey. Oh, you found it.
Yes. The message of the Davis case, the acquittal of Larry Davis may be a first. When he was, this is from the Times. When before has a defendant in New York or anyone, anywhere, won his freedom by asserting that he shot uniformed police officers in self-defense. Mr. Davis's gunfire inflicted serious
the
injury.
Strike is over.
His escape humiliated the police, and his exploits brought a measure of national outlaw celebrity to a gunslinger drug suspect.
Terminator.
But we gave him a measure of outlaw celebrity way before that, before he was acquitted. You heard it here first,
yeah,
folks.
You know
the story. 2 years ago, 20 cops showed up at his house to arrest him with guns drawn. He came out shooting. He shot six cops, escaped unhurt. You know how he escaped? One of the bullets went through the door next door, and he snuck out the door and onto the ledge. And a black Rambo, as his mom called him, or is that Sambo? Anyway, the key's the crux of this. The jury put themselves in his shoes and found his fear of the police to be reasonable, meaning that they thought that he basically thought the cops were going to kill him, is what the jury believed, and he came out shooting. And one of his defense lawyers was quoted as saying, the black community is no longer going to have black Sambos, they're going to have black Rambos. And the jury, which was predominantly black, I think it was
predominantly blind.
10 black guys and one Hispanic.
Now,
consider this. The debt, Michael Stewart, killed by the police for writing graffiti on the wall. Eleanor Bumpers, an 88-year-old lady who was shot with a shotgun during an eviction. Electroshock tortures of drug suspects in the 106th Precinct. Conviction of officers for dealing drugs in the 77th Precinct. That amazing, the racism in the 113th Precinct, including that amazing thing we read last week.
Yeah.
And, of course, those of us who were at the Tompkins Square riots saw some unbelievable things. I still will never get the image out of my mind of that kid on the bicycle. Remember that, Dan?
I didn't see that when you were talking
about it. Me and Roscoe were standing on the corner. And this is kind of before the thing started. There was one kid on a 10-speed bike trying to get away from the cops. Or just trying to get out of there. I guess he was going home. He was coming down 7th Street. And he's in a full tilt on his bicycle, just trying to head down the street before this thing starts. And this cop stuck his nightstick out, caught it in the spokes. The kid went flying over the handlebars. And like 12 cops jumped on him and just stomped him to death they just stomped all over him. And left him like crawling down the street, bleeding for no reason.
Probable cause.
So yeah, basically, I mean, most people think that the cops are more dangerous than a guy like Larry Davis. And that's pretty much what it's come up to. So
there you go.
There you go. There you go.
So I guess what you're trying to say, Mr. Hound, is that for the first time ever, Larry, we might actually have a simultaneous 2-year-in-a-row Media Star of the Year award.
No, James Ramsour won
it
last year. Larry Davis was the first
runner-up. It was Ryan Nose.
He did kill and eat a dog, which I would have given it to him for that, but the listeners picked James Ramsour, who got more press last year. Anyway, you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I love roller coasters.
I'm a big roller coaster fan, especially ones that kill people. And here's one back in my home county. This is Hallandale, which is about 5 miles about from where I grew up. They're investigating a carnival ride that collapsed and killed a teenage girl, the giant octopus ride. It broke apart and crashed to the ground. It has four arms.
Oh, yeah, that's not a roller coaster. It's like a tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah. And
this
girl, Christy Schaefer from Cooper City, was died of head injuries. The thing, she was just up in the thing. It was going faster than usual, and it went out of control, started shaking. The wires got caught between each other, and then the cubes just crashed down. One witness said, I turned around and looked, and the girl had her head thrown back, and there was blood all over the place. So I'm going home for Christmas, and I can't wait to ride on that one.
Yeah, fun can kill, folks.
I was on Space Mountain 11 days after the man was beheaded on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, some genius tried to stand up in the dark and hit a low beam, and his head ended up in the lap of the people in the seat behind him.
Honey, this ride's so realistic.
WFMU, East Orange.
Tell
I'm the
have
hound.
Fun, but don't lose your head.
Anyway, things to renounce. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, greatest live show on earth. At Spodioti, that's some horrible new yuppie club. I mean, the press for that club is so unbelievably appalling. But if you have to go to these places once usually, and this is a fine reason to go.
Blackening Redfish.
So it's next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 11th Avenue, 23rd Street in Manhattan. Thursday night at the Pyramid Club on Avenue A. Il Bruce and the Mighty A Bones with the Rat Bastards. What time?
All new show guaranteed to excite. Who knows?
About midnight, say.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Next Saturday, December 10th, the Sun Rhythm section over at the Lone Star Cafe. CBGB tonight, the Mekons. Is Dick Taylor from the Pretty Things? He's in the Mekons, but does he play with them live?
No,
that's what I want to know.
I think Dick Taylor phones in his part, sort of like Eddie Van Halen on that Michael Jackson record.
Oh, so he doesn't show up for the gigs?
The last time the Mekons played at Maxwell's, Mr. T, Todd Abramson, went up to the singer guy and said, so what's Dick Taylor like? And the guy said, well, it depends on what you want to do with him. So that's as close to the truth as we can get on that
Todd
case.
I bet Todd cut their guarantee on the spot when he found out Dick Taylor wasn't there. Anyway, the world-famous Blue Jays, of course, it wouldn't be a hound show without plugging them. Why? I don't know. Jeremy, you start buying me drinks or something, dude. 322 8th Avenue, Delta 88. You got to give them credit. They never play these clubs that we hate to go to. Like, they don't play CB's or
the Pyramid. They always play a place where you can get a meal.
They always play, like, restaurants or bars. They wreck a place and move on to the next one with the owners hating their guts.
Yep.
Usually because Roscoe comes down and hits people with chairs.
Although the McGovern's owner loved them.
The McGovern's owner really likes the
Blue
Jays.
Yeah, they broke the bank there.
Sold out of liquor. But I heard the new Roscoe took the Jays in the studio to cut a new tape, the Do It for Hank, and Annie's a Granny. They're not finished, so we can't play them, but they're really great. By the way, Roscoe's record is in the stores. Roscoe's Gang, Eric Amble, Roscoe's Gang on Enigma Records and 8-track tapes. And I got a CD. I got a CD player this week. $100.
My God, Satan is alive and on earth.
Yeah, well, here was the deal. I couldn't resist. It was $100. It was hot. And the guy threw in like 16 CDs. It's totally stupid and decadent. I'm basically home listening to like the same Rolling Stones records I've been listening to for 23 years. But they're in stereo now, so I can hear like an acoustic guitar way in the back. If I hold my ear to the speaker with that thing loud. It's a stumped up record. Sound better, folks. Don't buy a CD player. 45 sound 50 times better than
CDs.
Do
as he say, not as he do.
Right. Unless, you know, you got to... never mind. Unless you know somebody's going to sell you one hot and throw 16 CDs in with it. And good ones, like whatever I wanted.
Is it record time yet?
Yes, it's definitely time to play a record. What's queued up? Oh, this is a good one. Frank Motley and his Motley Crue with the new Hound Dog. Bop, bop, bop. Come in there, new Hound Dog.
Nothing but a hound dog. Yeah.
type of attitude. Ba 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 ba, baby, we're through. Well, on every day do you tease me so? I can't take it no more. I'm gonna go, gonna go. Honey, I'm gonna go. Every word in black and white. Oh, baby, you know you didn't treat me right. Through the alphabet A to Z. Baby, you were wrong to me, wrong to me. Baby, you were wrong to me. I'm gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't I gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I don't time much, but I guess it will do. Baby, you made me cry for you. I don't time much, but I'll do my way. Oh, baby, I'm a going far away, far away, far away. Oh, baby, going far away. Hey, hey. I'm gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't I gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I'm gonna leave her this very day. Well, honey, I'm going far away. You messed him around and made him a sore. Well, baby, I don't care no more. Don't I care, don't I care. Baby, don't I care no more. Don't I care, don't I care. Baby, don't I care no more.
Hey, trumpet ears, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
Well, no but. No, sir, but.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here.
There's one thing in this world I just can't stand. And that's being at the table with an ill-mannered man. If he's sitting at your left before you can eat a bite, he'll reach across your plate and know that ain't right. Now, I like to eat as well as any man, but there are some rules a fool should understand. When you've had one helping and want an extra piece of cake, I'm telling everybody, don't reach across my plate. I was at a party last night over at Big Mary's. A cat reached across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now, I don't care if you do it for a prank. And I don't care if you ills had a drink. Especially when I'm out and I'm with my date. Don't you go reaching across my plate. At a party last week, they were some high-class folks. Had everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue, possum, with rattlesnake, gravy, chicken fried skunk, smelt real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now, when you at the table, you act real nice. You say, pass me that, or pass me the rice. But just because you hung and happened to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Pass that turkey down this way, brother.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that awful?
Well, I've got a gal I want you to know. When other fellas hang around, just teasing to know. Cause we're going steady, that is mine. Love and that I get from her is fine, it's fine, and she's fine, she's fine. Oh, boy, yes, she's really fine. Well, I've got a gal, boy, it's a treat to see the devil might have won't dance. You can stop and ask her for a day sometime, but she will turn you down because she is fine, she's fine, she's fine. Oh, boy, yes, she's really mine.
Well, now, yeah, yeah.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Yes, I can.
while back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound, FMU East Orange. Anyway, that was five we never played before, right in a row. How you like that, Dan?
Yeah, really?
The Spaniels would play a cool. Chuck Mills with She's Mine, TV Slim, Don't Reach Across My Plate. Billy Fury with I'm Gonna Type a Letter to You. Who said those English guys can't rock out with the devil?
That goes out to the Mekons.
Yes, and Frank Motley and his Motley Carew with The New Hound Dog, as opposed to the old one sitting here. Anyways, we got any more canoes? Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of news.
All kinds of feedback.
Barbara Walters, seems the only time she said she was ever rattled during an interview was when Clint Eastwood started to flirt with her. Babs confessed in USA Weekend magazine, I got very flustered. He did it on purpose. I suddenly lost control, my composure. Let's stop here, she said.
Stop where, exactly?
I think she ended up with bruises on her knees.
Yeah.
And Clint with a big smug smile across his face.
Never anything else.
Anyway, one of...
Ein Film von Clint Eastwood, it said in Germany.
Speaking of limeys, let's hand this one over to our booze editor.
Yeah.
Let it feed back, because the more it feeds back, then maybe Ken will get somebody in here to fix the volume thing.
Oh,
why it's feeding back, folks, is because we have the outside monitors blasting so we can hear this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just too bad. In fact, you know what else we can do? We can talk over springtime for Hitler.
There we go. Okay, Ringo marches to a sober drummer. Dateline, Arizona somewhere. After 5 weeks in a private clinic for alcoholics, former Beatle Ringo Starr
says
he's a changed man who will never drink again. Quote, I feel a lot better, end quote, said Star 48 on his return to Britain yesterday. My intention is never to drink again. My intention. I haven't had a drink in 45 days, and that's amazing for me. Says here that Ringo and his wife, lovely actress Barbara Bach, flew to Arizona for treatment for alcoholism 5 weeks ago. Decided to go to the clinic when they realized how serious their alcohol problem was. It doesn't say how they realized how serious it was, but there it is. Ringo says,
I said, no, I don't drink it no more. Everybody now.
He feels better, quote, than I have in ages. I feel I'm handling my life better. And here's the quote of quotes. For me, the most important thing is I found out that Father Christmas doesn't drink.
Hmm.
So Ringo is still on an odyssey of self-discovery that did not end with the release of Sgt. Pepper's. And we wish him all the luck in the world.
The Magic Christian. Try pointing the mic in.
Yeah.
Not at the wind door. Which bother him.
Which, yeah. I mean, we're big.
You might be feeding there's back this, there, this, huh?
No, it's you. Yeah.
There's
you
this
got, you got that
battleground.
In the back.
No,
yeah.
This isn't blasting anymore.
Oh, well.
We're going to try this.
Let's just try everything. Okay.
It is you.
In the But We Knew That department, study says country, western style, and drinking are linked. Dateline, Phoenix, Arizona. Big mafia town, by the way. Patrons of country and western, and this is the New York Times, they have an interesting style sheet. Country is in small letters and western is capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
Country and western, patrons of country and western bars drink faster to wailing, lonesome, self-pitying music. An anthropologist said it.
A rocket scientist, I think.
In reporting the findings of two studies of drinking in Missoula, Montana and the Minneapolis area. You know what that means? They're just planning on banning good country music.
No, I think they've effectively done that already.
The researcher James Schaefer of the University of Minnesota addressed the American Anthropological Association meeting here Thursday on a 10-year study done in Missoula, a commercial and industrial town of 35,000 people in which country and western music is very popular. 2,000 groups of people in 65 bars. And it seems the songs and lyrics of Hank Williams, Jimmy Rogers, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Jerry Jeff Walker, Willie and Waylon, alcoholics, each and every one except Waylon, who's a freebase addict and doesn't drink. Where it seems these were particularly powerful drinking inducements, Mr. Schaefer said. In contrast, he added, rock does not seem to have the same effect. Slower music went with faster drinking, Mr. Schaefer said. Hard drinkers preferred listening to the slower-paced, wailing, lonesome, self-pitying music generally during the slow times in the bar. They seemed to prefer bold, macho, strong beat music when the action scene in the bar picks up. And they used the music as a quote-unquote mood device, picking out a few songs on the jukebox so that the music maintains the flow of emotions and rhythm of activity, sort of like the soundtrack for a movie. This guy, Mr. Schaefer, he also heads the University of Minnesota's program on drug and alcohol abuse, as the mood and tempo of the songs filter through the bar, key actors could be seen as changing the level and intensity of their drinking. Drinkers need to learn how to drink smarter. People should be aware that they are more likely to lose their control and self-restraint in a country and western bar than anywhere else.
This I've learned the hard way.
Well, folks.
But that was kind of the idea, though.
Those border bars, man.
It certainly is.
The chicken wire and everything.
What we have for you is the Hillbilly Hangover. So, it's probably going to, we'll do the Hillbilly Hangover. It might cut into the Vibe Report time. So maybe, Roscoe, if you're listening, come in after the last song on Hillbilly Hangover. You'll recognize it. It's you.
So, folks, it's the Country Bum Out.
Right. The first one, by request. Nobody's goddamn bidding it.
Sometimes I remember I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and slay my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's gonna run me crazy, cocaine's gonna kill my baby, cigarettes are gonna cause me to lose my mind. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Cadillac and that's where she makes a jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. She runs a weenie stand way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Nobody's it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. It's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
There you go. All right. All right. All right. Just be on your best behavior. We got a lot of microphones and wires running around here, but that don't bother old Roadhog none. I want y'all to go ahead and dance and have a good time like you always do. Like ain't nobody here. Just be on your best behavior. Can you hear me all right? Test, test. All right. All right. Get things started off here tonight. Call on my right-hand man. Step right up here, Wichita. We've been together a long time, ain't we?
Yeah.
All right. How long's it been? How many years has it been? Okay. All right, Wichita, what you got picked out for us?
I've got to be a-leaving when the moon goes down. I'm going to be swinging when the sun comes round. My days are numbered, there's no future for me. They caught me rustling, they're going to hang me. I'm going to do the boogie with the drop knee beat. Just a corny rhythm where you swaying your feet. I'm going to be dancing in the strangest way, doing the hangman's boogie at the break of day. Swing high,
swing high,
swing low,
swing low.
It's a doggone pity, but I gotta go. My baby said she loved me, but I know she lied. My lawyer said he'd bring me, but he must have died. They're gonna be sorry when I'm far away, doing the hangman's boogie at the break of day. little boogie, you just hang around. You start it with the rhythm, then you swing on down. The music gets harder, then you let it go. Everybody's watching, you're the star of the show. So if you want to learn it, here's the thing to do. Just shoot your lovin' mama if her heart comes true. They'll have you a-dancin' in the same old way, doing the hangman's boogie at the break of day. Swing high,
swing high,
swing low,
swing low.
It's a one-way ticket, but man, what a show. I hear the warden coming, so I'll say goodbye. I hear the music playing and the time is nigh. I'm gonna be dancing in the strangest way, doing the hangman's boogie at the break of day.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. Wanna remind you to tune us in each and every Saturday morning on WEAK Radio, 1750 on your dial. That's up in the right-hand corner for 15 minutes of good old country music. I'll be there along with the right-hand man of Wichita, Red and Wesley. They brought you Burford. Burford, see if you can give him a hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. Wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I asked. I don't know. I asked them to be on their best behavior. I don't know. These Mercury people so nice. I don't know. I don't know. All right.
A guy moved into town. I ain't seen you around. I feel a brand new heartache coming on. It happened once before when a guy.
Comedy spot on the show. Old Hog thought he'd tell a joke right about here. This year's one that Burford told me. This year seems like this traveling salesman was traveling down the road one night and his car broke down. And he went up to the farmer's house and knocked on the door. And the farmer comes to the door and the traveling salesman asked him, said, "My car's broke down. Can I stay all night with you?" And the traveling salesman said, I'm sorry. The farmer said you're going to have to sleep with my son. And the traveling salesman said, excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke. All right. All right.
I don't know you from Adam, but if you're going to play the jukebox, please don't play 11. Oh, please don't play 11. I just came in here from force of habit. I don't intend to spend too much time in here, but I heard you marching for the music, and if you play A11, there will be tears. I don't know you from Adam, but if you're gonna play the jukebox, please don't play 11. Oh, please don't play 11. Favorite spot, and when she was here, it was heaven. It was here she told me that she loved me, and she always played 11. I don't know you from Adam, but if you're gonna play the jukebox, please don't play 11. Oh, please don't play 11.
Fine. Mighty fine. That's mighty fine. We right proud to be talking about Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market. Remember Ernie for all your egg needs. Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large. All right. Remember Ernie's got little baby chicks for sale and little baby pee-pees. Before they're chicks, they're pee-pees, and before they're pee-pees, they're eggs. And that brings us back to Ernie. Remember the old question, what was here first, the egg or Ernie? All right, all right. Ernie's still open late on Friday nights, and you can get cracked eggs at half price after 7 o'clock p.m. at night. Boys, does Ernie still have that shooting match on Friday night? All right. If you need eggs, don't just sit around and brood. Ernie will deliver to your house if you don't live too far out. All right. Time to get Red and Wesley up here, the two young country singers. They got a brand new song they got picked out this morning. What you got picked out for us this morning?
Well, I know that I've been bothering you all night long to get you on the floor to dance. But I also see got you there. Tongues a chance to act.
guy's favorite waste product of the 70s, and I'd have to agree with him.
Send out to Brendan O'Reilly, who was supposed to be here today, but he didn't show up.
Well, he's stuck with a big plate of noodles.
Right.
Cowboy Copas with the Hangman's Boogie, and Riley Puckett with Nobody's Dirty Bidnit, by request, but a timely one. Anyway, let's see if this brings in what we were looking for.
It's sending out like ripples in a lake.
Should be time for a sit of the bye report, or we can vom and see if he breaks in. There he is. Now what do I do?
Just
again?
Chant. It chants and it
talk
works.
Us through it, huh?
Yeah.
Such sweet music.
Loud and lonesome, the sound of Roscoe.
Wake up, boys.
do we sound asleep?
Hey, you know, I think that guy from Missoula was right, because that last set certainly drove me to drink.
Yeah.
Although that doesn't take much.
So it's not a long drive, huh?
It's not a long drive, but speaking of driving, that does bring me to a little story. The other night, me and Jack Boy and Waco Dave and David the Crazy Mexican were out on the Drink Till You Stink plan.
And for a full moon Thanksgiving.
Yeah, post Del Lord's gig, Drink Till You Stink, we ended up down at the 2A, where I'm sure they'd like to see a lot less of us. And afterward, Denois, he was there, and he was offering to give us a ride, and we were standing out there by that gold Cadillac Eldorado.
It's a handsome thing.
You got
it
that
is
right.
A fine-looking ride, but, we're standing out there, it's too late at night, and this cab driver pulls up, slams on his brakes, and says to me and Jack, "Don't get in that car."
Think so, it was the windshield or the front end?
I don't know.
Sunroof.
He goes, "Don't get in that car."
Or the drink in my hand.
Holy moly! He said, "Don't get in that car," and we did. We hopped in this yellow ride. You know, safety first. Got to think about it.
Well, what you didn't know, Roscoe, was that he had raw power on cassette.
Well. Good thing I didn't know, because...
And his speakers are really loud.
Yeah, big amp in the trunk.
Big engine, big amp.
That would have been a great record to be listening to as we ran into a telephone pole by the SYP.
You know.
But that's kind of my vibe report, other than the fact that, like, your Hound listeners, many of them have never seen the Hound, and my album does offer this opportunity.
All right, there's a picture of the Hound on the back of Roscoe. You can pick out the Hound, folks. I'll send you a stamp,
a biscuit.
But it is, just because I had to put the album out under my actual name of Eric Amble, just so I could sign the checks, you know. But it's there.
Okay. Do right or die, Roscoe.
I got the Supro going. Let me see if you can hear the true vibrato.
Five onwards.
Can you hear the vibrato?
Yeah, we're getting plenty of that.
Okay.
Sure can.
Well, I'm going out to Long Island to the Satan-worshipping capital of the Eastern Seaboard.
Northport, Long Island. Hey.
Where Frank, Spankin' Frank Finero.
Spankin' Frank.
Spankin' Frank has got his demon rock outfit called the Detonators, and I'm going to go out there and, check it out. Maybe, dig some Satan.
Can we tell the Spankin' Frank story?
I don't think so. Yes, I don't think so.
Okay.
Is this Lamora they're going to be?
Somebody's going to buy me a drink to get that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roscoe, type up the report and have it on our desk on Monday, okay?
Gotcha, dude.
Do right or die, Hoss.
Stay out of that salad bar, El Bruce.
No sweat.
Loud and lonesome. The sound of Roscoe. It's time to vom with the Sonics.
Thank you. talking, baby. Just a little bit of talking, baby. Just a little bit of talking, yeah.
Says about the Rolling Stones. It has all the top performers in here. It says the Rolling Stones reflect a world past saving, a world gone to Armageddon. Now remember, this is not criticizing the Stones. Please remember that. They are raw, sloppy, savage, oppressively intense, base, false, scurvy, mean, mesmerizing, cold, perverse, raunchy, decadent, and self-indulgent revolutionaries. And
tell you something, baby, that you don't know. No, you don't know. I'm gonna tell you, Pop. You better listen to me. Is this alright?
Yeah, it's alright. It's alright. listen to the sounds of hell.
Can I come over tonight? Can I come over tonight? Well, do you think I wanna do this right? Can I come over tonight? I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. We will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. We will have a real cool time. A real cool time tonight.
Excuse me? Pardon me?
I'd just like to pause at this juncture, Mr. Hound.
Shoot.
Pause it at the juncture.
Yes.
Say hi to our old friend, the Low Rumble, and say that that was just about the most satisfying bomb experience I've had in 6 months.
We had to talk Hound out of setting the board on fire. It smoldered.
Yeah, I did. I was watching Jimmy at Jimmy plays. What's that thing?
Moderator, right? Whatever it is.
It was that like 2 o'clock cable experience. I fell asleep. The John Phillips narration was just a little too much. Anyway, that was the Stooges, but of course with real cool time. We had the Liars with Knock My Socks Off. They're gone.
Yeah.
So much. We saw
later on that
last Saturday Jeff Connelly looking fat and stupid.
Somebody want to give Blackjack Hickey a job? He's sounding better than he ever has.
Yeah, Mono's moving to San Diego. And forming a band of with ex-sailors, I guess. the Stones. But I'm all right. I got all these Stones CDs on the stereo. It's so stupid. I'm sitting there listening to these things, going, "Wow, that sounds really cool."
Yeah, I never heard that before.
I'm looking at the Wire Jungle in my house, going, "Like, where am I going to put the DAT machine next year?"
Yeah. Well, speaking of Wire Jungle, there's this pretty impressive display of equipment forming in
the Marshall amps are piling up. Yeah, with the Lunatics. They're on Laurie's show next. Yeah.
Blow your mind. On Laurie S's show, or blow some fuses anyway.
Speaking of blown minds, where's Andrea? Anyway, we heard the Spades with We Sell Soul, and this opened up with the Sonics and Strychnine. With WFMU East Orange, legal ID time. Looking at legal ID feedback. When you want it, it's not there.
Den's on the feedback switch.
One last piece. Thank you, Den.
Fire away and fall back.
Jeff
folks.
Beck of Radio Engineering, folks. Mm-hmm.
Den is not so much the technical problems are happening, that he's creating technical problems. The technical problems are like playing him.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's sort of like a rusty knee we're hearing now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there we go, another one.
I like that.
Anyway, Omaha. Dateline Omaha. Two California gangs fanning out along the interstate highway system are spreading a sophisticated pattern of violence and drug dealing across the country. So this is what we have to look forward to, I guess. Federal and local law enforcement officials say the gangs have reached as far east as Baltimore and Washington, staking out claims along the way in middle-sized cities like Omaha. So, basically, what happened is these Bloods and Crips, as seen in the Dennis Hopper movie Colors, have moved into Omaha, which is like a lily-white town.
Is Omaha on the way to anywhere?
Yeah, it's on Route 80. It's on Interstate 80, so it's on the way to everywhere, basically. But the cool thing about Omaha is it's big business is insurance. So I think these Bloods and Crips would want to know that underneath Omaha is buried half of the money that is insuring the entire population of the Western world. Because they have to have half of that money in cash to prove they can insure these folks. And it's buried under Omaha. So start digging, Bloods and Crips.
Yeah. Trade in that nine for a shovel.
Anyway, there's some new variations on the rests. Two guys in Springfield, Missouri, where the Vibe Report often emanates, recording capital of some county. That's where Roscoe did his album. Anyway, Springfield, Missouri. Two men carrying 1,100 pounds of cocaine. Largest. They were just driving through on their way to Illinois with Los Angeles plates. And there's like 70,000 of these gang members, 35,000 in each gang. And when they leave California, they become a drug organization, not a gang. In Omaha, the gang operation is relatively small, but about 30 members there. Not a big rise in violence. I guess nobody in Omaha feels tough enough to fight them. But they're charging $50 for a little pebble of crack that sells in New York for $10. So there is money to be made out there.
So if you're in town for the holidays, folks, shop here and take it home.
Yes. Anyway, what else we have to do? Nothing really.
You play some records, maybe?
Anything on your mind? Oh, let's go through the announcements one time.
Yeah. We'll
probably do that once an hour. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, the greatest live show on earth, December's 1st through 4th at this place, Spodioti, which I'm sure will be a nightmare, 23rd Street and 11th Avenue.
You should cool on that because maybe if we're nice to them, they'll feed us.
They never do anything.
That's
I wouldn't,
true.
You know, none of these places are worth a turd for that.
Yeah.
Pardon noir. Thursday night, Il Brucha here and the A-Bones and the Rat Bastards over at the Pyramid Club.
Yeah, we'll be breaking in our new sax player.
So you have it in your rider that your beer must be in a can or bottle? You won't drink the tap beer there, is that true?
Well, no, I just wash my own glass.
Mm. The Mekons tonight without Dick Taylor, CBGB. The world-famous Blue Jays at Delta 88. That's 322 8th Avenue
at
26th
tonight?
Street. No, that's next Friday night.
Okay.
And that's it. By the way, you can still vote on the Hounds Media Star of the Year, and we got it narrowed down to five. Here's your choices. Roy Innes, talk show talk show bully. Jimmy the Greek, famous
cultural theorist.
Famous anthropologist.
Uh-huh.
James Brown, Mr. Please, Please, Please Don't Hurt Me. Sucrete Gable, fat, stupid, and a squealer. And the Crack City Terminator, Larry Davis. Man who shot and ate a dog.
And folks, the golden opportunity wise, you can still write in for the Ask Hound segment of the program.
Right, yeah, if you have a deer hound question,
we
have an answer for you, I'm sure. What's the address?
The address is on the letter column in the back of the thing.
Oh, of the
in the letter column.
Yeah. Okay, here's the address. Well, this is the address for Eastside High School in Patterson.
No.
I'm looking at the LCD to find the address.
Give me.
Hounds, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah,
pretty
right.
Easy.
What are we going to play? Black Diamond by the Jaguars. One and a two and a. Thank you.
A black diamond, black diamond. Down by the river side.
wall of a man.
Everything you want is right here on Broadway.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
On in Broadway, be there.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. He's down in Alabama. Mother is working on the chain gang. She busts bricks now. She stood awake in the heart. Shouting at my lover. Well, 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 nobody's gonna set him down. The preacher and the deacon are praying one day. Along comes a bear coming down that way. The preacher told the deacon to say a prayer. He said, Lord, a prayer won't kill this bear. I got to make it, baby. Shouting at my lover.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks. Oh, you don't like it, huh? No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my name, see? This is a free country. I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry I am.
First good piece played tonight and you don't like it. Some people just ain't got any good taste.
You don't like rock and roll, you little hound dog, you. You ran up and missed it, you found someone new. I want a pretty little girl who will always treat me nice. I want a lot of loving all through the morning, noon, and night. Where rattlesnake and mama, I love you too. A rattlesnake and mama, I love you too. A rattlesnake and mama, I love you too. A baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Well, a chicken in my heart that my up on the way. I did my baby leave me? Well, that'll be the day. You don't have to spend any fighting coming back at me out. And don't like my sister Jenny, your long tall Sally. Well, a rattlesnake and mama, I love you too. A rattlesnake and mama, I love you too. A rattlesnake and mama, I love you too. Baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. When the honey hunts, you don't move like a cool Maybelline. I want a rock and roll Ruby for my rock and roll queen. You move like Beethoven, you rock like a snail. I want a rattle Jake and mama who can really dance and will. Yeah, rattle Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle Jake and mama, I love you too. A baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Well, I want some hay, baby doll, you bring her to me. A rock over the mountain and across the sea. A beef off a lula, baby, I love you too. Send me a lot of love on you, hound dog, you. Yeah, rattle Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle Jake and mama, I love you too. Baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Rattle, baby, mama. Rattle, baby, mama. Rattle, baby, mama.
Greg Eagle here in Hoopla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comforts yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
She don't hurry up, the baby will cry all night. Mama, get the hammer, a flies on the baby's head now. If you don't hurry up, the baby will soon be dead.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
out back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the hound. It's that horrible noise.
I think that's me.
Oh, El Bruce is back.
Yo.
Anyway, Kid Thomas with Wolfpack. We heard Bobby Peterson with Mama Get Your Hammer. There's a Flying Baby's Head. That's our third biggest request item ever.
That one goes out to Gaylord.
Mel McGonigal with Rattle Shaking Mama. Otis and Shout Bama Lama. We open up with the Jaguars and Black Diamond. WFMU, East Orange. This is the Hound. What else is going on?
Winding down.
It's the sun's going down over the east here.
Yep.
The easternmost part of the Orange.
And we're gearing up. Party with the Devil, then?
What are you doing tonight, Denois? I don't know, Hound.
Improvising?
Improvising.
A frigid winter? This is from our sex desk. In case you didn't know it, winter has a way of cutting down on light, and less light causes your pineal gland to produce a hormone that turns off your sexual desire, so sex is no good in the winter.
I've never found that to be a problem, to be quite honest with you.
This is what it says here in the paper. I've never found it to be a problem either, actually. But I live in a very light apartment, a lot of light. The common treatment is sitting briefly in a lit room in the morning for up to 2 hours. This is the latest bulletin from one Professor Russell Ryder of the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. He apparently expects to be taken seriously. Lower light levels force a tiny pine cone-shaped pineal gland under the brain. I don't think mine's under the brain.
Well, it is under the brain.
Technically it's somewhere south of the brain. To produce a hormone called melatonin, which can plunge a sensitive person into depression and shut down his sexual responses. Women are 4 times more likely to be affected than men, he adds, and lengthening daylight has the opposite effect in spring. Well, that's why they should get rid of this daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
What is this for? It's like for farmers or something? The sun comes up at like 5 in the morning and goes down at 5 at night.
Wasn't there something with the energy crisis or something? I think they just sort of forgot to change it back.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Of course, Reader discovered that the seasonal affective disorder is more common in the north than in the south, where days are shorter. The normal day in Texas are 10 hours. So Texans are exempt. Probably. It depends on where you are. Certainly not in Dallas.
Yeah.
You gonna fly south for the winter, El Bruce?
No.
A nice gig
fly around the room.
Lounge in Argentina.
Yeah. There's an idea. I don't know. Somewhere around the horn. Listener Skip Henderson of City Lights Music on Easton Avenue in New Brunswick, New Jersey, has issued a challenge to you, the listeners.
Really?
Anybody that can write in and correctly
say this slower. You're a little coffee achiever.
No, you know, it's the caffeine. It's my life, my wife. Anybody that can write in and predict, Lisa Marie Presley's child's name gets not one, but two free tickets to Graceland. Now, what that means is you fly down there or drive down there under your own power, book yourself into your own Motel 6 and pay for all your own meals, bring back the receipt from the admission to Graceland, and Skip will gladly reimburse you for it.
Yeah, but isn't she closing Graceland at the birth of the kid?
Is that right?
I don't think so. But
folks,
do they write to us or to Skip?
Write to us.
Hound, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019.
It's too generous an offer not to turn down, folks. Those thinking caps on.
You have a prediction what the name of the kid's going to be?
I'm saving mine.
You're saving... Den, you have a prediction? I think it's going to be a boy or a girl,
Mustafa Lee Presley, or what's the guy's name?
Tawana. Tawana Lee Presley.
Another guy.
What's her husband's name?
It's going to be L. Ron Presley.
L. Ron Presley?
What else could it be?
Scientologist, good point. It'll be Elvis Ron Presley.
There we go.
No, the kid's not going to be named Presley. Anyway.
Well, that's right.
What's the guy's name? What is the guy's name?
Hello? I have no idea what his name is. Mr. Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lisa Murray. Anyway, more music.
Yes.
Why not?
Another big request item. This being our third anniversary, I think we'll do some of this because I was too lazy to go through and get the best moments of Live Hound. I was going to get, Hazel Atkins playing live and all that stuff, but I'm going to dig through a bunch of tapes. Forget it.
Anniversary number 4. You can look forward to that one, folks.
Right. Anyway, Don and Dewey.
Lang-a-lang, old okey-tay-tay. Lang-a-lang, old okey-tay-tay. I went down to the jungle. I met a fine girl named Tom. Fine and sweet as she could be. This is what you say, just a swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beebly-bop. A jungle hopper with the beebly-bop. A leggy leg, old okey chang a chang a mean old jungle hopper with the beebe lip on. She wiggled like a snake when she started to walk. Sound like a ninja when she started to talk. Toying around, smiling me. I guess that's what she said, just swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beebe lip on. A
Java Harbor with the baby lip up. She said, oh, nigga, nigga, oh, no, ka-changa, changa, mean it. Java Harbor with the baby lip up.
I
just a swing and do the tea, you got him. Jumma hopper with the beaver lip up, you got him. Jumma hopper with the beaver lip up, she said. Nanga leg, oh no, you changa changa mino. Jumma hopper with the beaver lip up. I bid farewell to Tonga, the finest little girl in the Congo. She swung on down, so the gift for me. I drop right back into the coconut tree. But she could jumma hopper with the beaver lip up, she could jumma hopper with the beaver lip up, she hollered.
Up in George, public service time, bringing you the secret of how Ray Charles sings so good. If you got the beginning of our show, you heard Ray belt out, I got a woman.
I got a woman.
Right. The secret lies in the way Ray sings, oh, yeah. He repeats it seven different ways. So, you master these, and you too can sing them like Mr. Charles. Listen. Oh, yeah. Seven times.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
This one is going to change the course of history.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean? Four.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Six.
Oh, yeah.
Seven.
Oh, yeah.
While you're practicing these, give an ear to...
I'll get it in a minute. Just give me some rhythm there. Well, I got a woman way up down. She's good to me. Oh, yes. Yeah. I've got a woman way up down. She's good to me.
Together with the Everly Brothers, coming through with Chrysler Plymouth. Don't miss the new Plymouth Duster. It's the big difference in small cars.
The exciting new Duster does.
jug-headed piano player. Hey, Eggerts, come here. Where'd you get this piano player in a turtle patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up. And while you're at it, play some music to dance by. Not this music to read comic books by. Not this music to read comic books by. I mean music to dance to. You know, rock and roll.
Well, now I love my girl and she loves me. Well, don't you just know it? Don't you just know it? Baby, don't believe I'm wearing two pairs of shoes. Don't you just know it? Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, 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 hey.
Tuba, 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 tuba.
Tuba, 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 tuba.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hey,
oh. Well, now, hey, pretty baby, can't we go strolling?
Where did this I see came from? What that?
Crossroads.
Came from the Nightingale. One. Yeah. See, but the Isley Brothers had out that same melody but different lyrics.
Standing on the dance.
Standing on the corner, show you fine.
Did you
what
hear
you
a lot
say,
of
boy?
Church music?
Oh yeah. As a kid. You know why I like the Where This I See? It's the way they did when they were saying what you said, boy. That's the part that turned me on that. And all I did was change a few of the lyrics, you know. On some of my early ballads, like In the Doorway Crying and Early One Morning, that came from the Dixie Hummingbirds. Mm. Yeah, I would always call, we've always been friends down through the years, Ira Tucker, because I always considered them blues. They sound like blues artists to me, more so than gospel. Man, I got a lot of ideas from Dixie Hummingbird.
Standing on the corner and she sure is fine.
What you say, boy?
Standing on the corner and she sure is fine.
What you say, boy?
Standing on the corner and she sure is fine.
One more time.
Standing on the corner and she sure is fine.
Whoa.
Standing on the corner and she
meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. Yes, I am. WFMU. Bruce Orange, Hank Bauer, and the Midnighters.
Thank you, Dennis.
That's you, Ilbruce.
No, that's Dennis.
Oh, okay. Den's here. What is this I see? They'll be at Spodioti, 11th Avenue and 23rd Street next Thursday, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, and Sunday. Greatest live show on earth, and they keep those suits cleaned and pressed.
It's true. Nice bus, too.
The Fendermen, don't you just know it? Champion Jack Dupree with Stick McGee on guitar there with Shim Sham Shimmy. The Maddox Brothers and Rose with The Death of Rock and Roll. They had a lot of foresight there. Don and Dewey with Jungle Hop.
Yeah, they...
And,
them and Neil Young. We don't happen to still have the Rose Maddox... Help the old girl out.
No. Lost the address.
Listener Jim Ryan pointed out that Rose Maddox is extremely ill and the insurance has run out. And if you can figure out what the address is, send her some money because she deserves it.
Anyway, the name of Lisa Marie Presley's husband is Danny Keough.
Yeah, Keough.
Keough. And she is the goose that's going to lay a golden egg. So yeah. If you want to enter our pool to see who... What the name of said golden egg will be?
Louis Prima Mustafa Keough. If it's a guy. For Micah Lee Harvey Lewis Keough, if it's a girl.
Okay.
We
got you down for that.
Okay.
You can write in, and you can win two tickets to Graceland. That's just the door admission. You got to get yourself there and pay for everything else.
This, once again, is courtesy of Skip Henderson at City Lights Music,
right.
130 Easton Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey. If you've got a car, live in Jersey, and don't
now,
hang out
don't,
there, you're
don't
a fool.
Don't call it in, because
no,
we're not going
to
write your
to talk
down.
To you. We want to read your
right.
mail.
If you call it in, forget it. WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Attention, Dr. Hound. Anyway, let's go into that much-promised Harmony hangover.
Yeah.
The sun's coming down.
This is new territory.
The moon's going up, and people are puking. Anyway, we'll kick it off with the Four Deuces.
Well, I said, darling, I mean, well, Jane, it really tastes good to me. Oh, 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 darling, I mean, LJ, won't you take a drink with me? And it's a good, good wine to really make you feel so fine.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Well, I went to the store when they opened up the door. I said, please, please, please give me some more.
White port lemon juice.
Oh, 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 oh. White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do to you? Is a white, the B is a port, L is a lemon, and the J is juice.
White port and lemon juice.
Oh, 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 white port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do to you?
Oh,
got me my final doing 69. Ball and that ain't all. After this gin we have goes down, we'll move on out to another spot in town. So drink up, drink up, let's have ourselves a ball. Well, I know we can't drink all of this whiskey, but that's what we'll try to do. We'll drink so much we'll get sober, and we'll start all over new. I will dance and sing and tell them things, but baby, that ain't all. So drink up, let's have ourselves a ball. Well, when the sun comes up in the morning, we'll be on our last go round. We'll close up all the after-hour joints, our heads will be spinning round. We'll eat and sleep until night creep, then out of our beds we'll crawl. So drink up, let's have ourselves a ball. A bucket or a cup, we got a lot of liquor, we gotta drink up. Nobody here can drink as much as me. Let's have a ball because the drinks are free. After this gin we have pulled down, we're gonna move on out to another spot in town. So drink up, and let's have ourselves a ball. Take a taste, and then a sip. Another shot, and then a nip. One more dram just to wet your lip. Drink up, let's have a ball.
All that wine is gone. All that wine is gone. the body's on.
We gon' drink a little whiskey, brother, after a while.
In the jungle.
Yep, that's the hell. FMU. You start. What do you think that low end rumble comes from? That's the devil.
Yeah, no, that's Scotty in engineering.
Yeah, that was our harmony hangover.
Yeah.
You know, trying to come up with new ideas in the middle of the week, holiday week.
Wind up flat in the middle of the road.
Yeah, the big three with After a While, the Echoes, and All That Wine is Gone. The Dewdroppers, We Drink Up. The Lampbiters with the Bebop Wino. The Four Deuces with WPLJ. You know who the Lamplighters became?
I give up.
Sort of metamorphosized into?
Small Faces.
Close.
Humble Pie.
I'll give you a hint.
The Rivingtons?
Rivingtons, right. Thurston Harris, well, he had a few hits under his name, and these guys became the Rivingtons.
The word about the Rivingtons is that like a couple of the guys from the Rivingtons went to law school, and now they go around the country suing the hell out of anybody that rips off the Surfing Bird.
Right, Murray and Isaac.
Yeah. The Papa Umau Mau thing.
Yes.
I guess they can take me to court for saying that.
Maybe. Mm. And did we say the Four Deuces, WPLJ?
But we were working our way up to it.
Right. Anyway... The new WFMU station guide is out, and if you call after 6 o'clock, Laurie, so write your name in this book, and you can get a copy of the LCD. I was not going to mention it, but what the hell. I wrote two articles in here and didn't get credit. I want the person responsible to, sabotage. I wouldn't have something to do with Bill Berger.
Oh, cut it out, for Christ's sakes. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. I wrote this... the one Dr. John Brinkley and the Jerry Blavin things that didn't get credited for.
So, for those of you scoring at home,
but
an error.
It's true. When you write for magazines, the more they pay you, the better they treat you. So don't work cheap, folks, because I didn't get paid nothing for that.
Working for free is like drinking pee. It's true.
They treat you bad. But you should ask for it anyway, because it's a cool, it's a really great Gary Panter cover.
Yeah.
It's a big Kaz centerfold. Those are really
cool.
Yeah,
the Kaz centerfold is definitely suitable for framing. It's a very beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Lurius has the Lunatics on up next. And
Fire away and fall back.
It's a radio sight gag that you really couldn't possibly appreciate from unless you were at our angle of the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can play a few more records. Get on with it. By request.
When the sun is gone down,
Back in the States.
Yep, that's them. Does Den do that on purpose?
It's hard to tell. Den's motivations are never too clear.
Anyway, that wraps it up. That's Sammy Cole and his alibis with Sorry About That. Charlie Feathers with Can't Hardly Stand It. And we can't. No. So, it's been a grooving third anniversary. Lori S. is up next with the Looney Chicks. I'd like to thank Roscoe the Vibe Meister. Buy his record. I got points on it. Il Bruce at the Pyramid Thursday night.
with the Rat Bastards.
Gen Y, out in front of Ray's all night tonight.
Yes,
you betcha, in a really nice car, girls.
Yeah, that's it.
Double park.
Do right or die.